Boys to Men. They're in the Rev Level Cake Studios. We're in the Catfish and Grip Studio in Montgomery, Alabama.
You know you in Montgomery, road, Alabama, Nate, when you had the
Wanye
Catfish and Grip.
Sean. You.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're doing a road tour like you all used to do back in the day when you did Motown Philly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you were in a different city every day for 365 days in a year.
Yes, indeed.
I think we're one of the only groups in history that actually did like a 10-month promo tour. Yeah, like
straight.
Wow. That's 10 months of being broke.
Yeah.
And not making no money.
And eating off.
That was one of our questions. Why Motown Philly? What is the Motown Philly part?
Well, you know, we were on Motown Records at the time, and we were from Philly. It was a little weird combination.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
How many years? When was Motown Philly? How many years has the group been?
It was 23 years.
Yeah, 23 years.
1991.
23 years.
And not one fight. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
great. Okay. Not one publicized fight.
Okay.
What did he say? No publicized fight.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with other groups. Like the OJs.
The OJs. Mm-hmm.
Now the OJs have been together twice as long as you guys.
Yeah, right, they were with the Last Supper. They played at the Last Supper.
They did. They opened for the Three Wise Men.
I think I read that in the scriptures.
Matthew 29:13.
But Eddie and Walt said they fight like dogs. They have torn hotel rooms up.
We've never done that.
We gotta pay for stuff like that.
Good thing Twitter and Facebook and all those weren't around, boy. It'd be a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah.
No, we fight.
So
but
who would be the most
who's the Eddie Kendricks of the group? I mean,
David Ruffin of the group.
The J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah.
Who's the J. Anthony Browns?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, we kind of keep it.
When they don't
kinda,
know,
we,
it's
no,
them. Huh?
No. Seriously, though, like, honestly, we each have
our time.
We've taken a lot of lessons from people, or rather groups that came before us, and we've heard a lot of stories because we were very, I guess, involved in a lot of other groups and seeing their dramas and all that other stuff. So we were like, man, we ain't trying to do that. And
yeah,
if we did.
We talked to the Temptations and the OJs and stuff like that because we're from kind of like the old school. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, they gave us insight. No, it's the kids today that just won't listen
to
us.
You learn.
Yeah. We were kids that actually listened.
When they said, listen up, young blood.
Right.
We actually listened.
You
had to.
I saw where you guys went to your old high school of performing arts in Philadelphia to promote your new album.
The album's called Collide, and this current single right now is called Losing Sleep. And one that's playing on the radio. And as a special bonus, we went out to our old alma mater, the high school for creative and performing arts.
It was awesome, man. It was
a good time, and
we
the kids.
Couple of old teachers and security guards that kicked me out of school because I came late.
Yeah, Wanye didn't finish performing arts. He kind of left.
Yeah, he's the only one.
He
kind of
took an early sabbatical.
Yeah,
not by choice.
Yes, I did. Why'd they kick you out, Wanye?
Definitely not by choice.
Why'd they kick you out?
Because I was bad. Yeah, that's the only explanation for that. I was bad.
Yeah.
There's stories, huh?
Everything.
What'd you say?
Why just?
I was Bart Simpson. I was the Black Bart Simpson in the time.
He was Black Simpson.
All I wanted to do was sing and play.
That was it, because that's all he did, was sing and play.
That's it. Yeah. Sing and play.
Homework was something he
forget about it.
Kinda did.
No.
Who was the nerd of the group?
Oh, me. Yeah. By far.
Sean?
Yeah. I was the introvert. As a matter of fact, the guys that didn't even know I could sing until like the second year I was in high school.
Well, we knew you could sing, but not good.
Right.
Did you get girls after you started singing?
Oh, I certainly did.
Girls
see, I was the one that actually lived the whole flip thing where it was like I wasn't even checked for like in the ninth grade. And then in the 10th grade, I did this solo that my teacher forced me to do in front of the class, and when I sang it, that's when Nate approached me and was like, hey, you want to be in this group? And I said, yeah, no problem. So when I got in the group,
he ain't say it like that,
I was
but
like,
all right.
I said I said, okay.
He said, oh Jesus.
Yeah, I wasn't screaming and shouting or something like that. Like, I said okay,
but you said it like it was nonchalantly to it.
Yeah, I said okay, cool. I was like, you know, and then once we got in the group, we did this like Valentine's Day show. We call it the magic show because it was like at the time it was five of us, and like we had like these really cheap like suits on that we got from Twofers in Philly. Like,
saying, can you stand the rain?
Saying, can you stand the rain? And the day after, from no one knowing my name, I walked to my locker. By the time I got to my locker, everybody was like, hey, Sean, how you doing? Hey, Sean. And it bugged me out. So I was like, wow, this is strange. And I actually got a girlfriend after that. It was crazy.
Who's the guy y'all put out? You said that, who's the guy y'all put out?
Well, we didn't put out. We didn't put him out. He left. His name was Martin Nelson.
You know him. He's in that group. He was in that group As Yet. Face put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually performed.
It's always that we didn't put him out. He left.
Yeah, he did. No, he really left.
That's what Tom says about the Commodores.
Tom says that's about the Commodores. Is it right?
He actually performs with us in our show in Vegas at the Mirage every weekend. So you know.
And congratulations on extending that.
We've been there since March of last year. We just extended to the end of next year. And, you know, again, until they kick us out, we're probably not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Oh, so you have the George Wallace clause.
Right.
Until they kick you out. Basically, pretty much.
Until you sue somebody.
No.
You know us black folks. You know what I'm saying? We get comfortable somewhere. We just stay. You know what I mean?
How much music have you guys sold over the 23 years?
Well, the last eight, nobody sells music, but we probably around 50, 60 million, something like that.
Give or take.
50 or 60 million.
That's give or take
million.
A thousand.
Yeah.
That's... Let's see. Let's count that money.
Somebody, hey,
that's rude. Don't count no money.
Yeah. Let's just say we do pretty well. We do pretty well financially. Counting
your money.
And this album is called.
This album is called Collide, and the reason being is it's a collection of songs that we just decided to do because we felt like it. You know, there was really no concept with this. It wasn't let's go in and chase into the road or let's make the smoothest R&B record. It was bring us great songs. We perform them and put them on the record. It doesn't matter what genre they came from or who produced them. Just do records. After 23 years, when you realize that you're not relying on records to pay your bills, you can make the kind of records you feel you just want to make.
Yeah.
Hear that? 50 million. They're worried about how they're going to pay their bills.
Okay.
I'm going to
split the money so many ways, right?
Nope.
Three ways.
Nope. That's why it's just three of us. That's why.
Mike has helped us out with that 33 and a third. So thanks, Mike McCary.
When we come back, we're going to get into the new album, Collide, from Boys to Men.